From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The presidents of the United States and Brazil say they agree on the importance of collaborative efforts to combat the spread of the Zika virus. After the two leaders spoke, the White House issued a statement saying Barack Obama and Dilma Rousseff recognize the significance of working together. The World Health Organization warns the Zika virus is spreading rapidly through the Americas and could affect as many as 4 million people. Zika virus is tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil, a condition that results in abnormally small heads and brains in newborns. There is no treatment. Yemen is facing chronic mass starvation, a United Nations report warns, calling it a forgotten crisis. The poorest country in the Middle East is on the brink of famine as it faces a bombing and a blockade from a Saudi-led coalition. More than half of the total population of Yemen, some 14.4 million people, are food insecure, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization said in a report. At least 33 migrants, including 5 children, drowned, with another 75 rescued after a boat transporting them to Greece sank off of Turkey's western coast today. The Turkish Coast Guard said in a statement 9 victims were trapped inside the capsized craft as patrol boats picked up the survivors and continued to search for others. A private Turkish news agency reported the rescued migrants were hospitalized for hypothermia. The migrants rescued were of Syrian, Afghan, and Myanmar origin. Meantime, the refugee crisis in Europe continues to be a crushing problem. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is facing mounting political pressure. The reason for that, the number of migrants arriving in her country. This is VOA News. Merkel is being asked by regional authorities for more resources to cope with the crisis in their localities. Henry Ridgewell reports from Berlin.
More than 1.1 million migrants are being resettled across Germany. At a meeting with Chancellor Merkel, the leaders of Germany's 16 federal states demanded a doubling of financial aid and support for housing and schools. Chancellor Merkel struck a deal with her governing coalition partners, which would facilitate deportations and restrict the rights of migrants to bring their families to Germany.
Und so werden wir Land für Land einfach auch außenpolitisch und entwicklungspolitisch.
She said the government wants those with the prospect of remaining to be integrated, but said those who have no prospect of remaining should return. Germany anticipates the migrant influx could cost the state an extra $3.7 billion in extra social benefits during 2016. It's hoped German language classes will speed the migrants' entry into the labour market and cut the benefits bill. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.
Representatives of Syria's main opposition group are now in Geneva, Switzerland, but it remains unclear whether the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee will participate directly in the UN-backed talks on a political settlement of the Syrian civil war. Even without HNC participation, UN officials opened the talks Friday in Geneva. It's the first international effort for a peace settlement since UN negotiations collapsed in 2014. The opposition HNC boycotted Friday's negotiations because Russia and the Syrian government had not ended airstrikes on civilian areas and were still blockading humanitarian aid deliveries. African heads of state are expected to address some of the most pressing violent conflicts on the continent, such as Burundi and South Sudan, as they meet in Addis Ababa this weekend. Many of the nations are also facing their elections. Martha van der Wolf reports.
With 17 African countries holding elections this year, the consequences of leaders clinging to power is also frequently discussed. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe has been in power since 1987. He said he was not impressed by those who criticize leaders with long office terms.
Countries had been in power for too long. You must now allow another party also to take over. Is that democracy? And that was coming from Europe.
The African Union summit will wrap up on Sunday evening. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
American tennis star Serena Williams has been stunned in the finals of the Australian Open, losing to the 7th seed Angelique Kerber of Germany. 28-year-old left-handed Kerber earned the title in the first Grand Slam event of 2016, downing the world's number one player in 3 sets. The men's final coming up tomorrow places top seed Novak Djokovic of Serbia against Andy Murray of Britain. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.